At Desiring God, we post everything online for free without requiring registration in a maximally usable interface. And all four of those things are ultimately aimed to do one thing, which is reduce friction and thereby maximize spreading. So what I want to do right now is talk about one of those four components, which is why we put everything online for free. First, it reduces friction. Now, this is important to us because our mission at Desiring God is to spread a passion for the supremacy of God in all things, for the joy of all peoples through Jesus Christ. So we are here to spread. But friction is anything that slows down spreading. It's anything that creates an obstacle to spreading or sharing the content. And therefore, we make it our objective to do everything we can to remove friction from accessing our content. That way, we can maximize spreading and enable the people that we serve to be as effective as they can possibly be in sharing our content with others. If we required people to pay for accessing our sermons online, we would be inserting friction into the process and thus slowing down spreading. Therefore, requiring people to pay for our sermons online is contrary to our purpose as an organization. Now, the problem here is not that, people can't afford to pay 99 cents for a sermon. The issue is friction. It is the payment process itself that creates the obstacle to spreading. You could charge just 10 cents. You could charge 1 cent. The problem is having to go through the steps to make the payment at all. That's what the friction is. The second reason that we make everything available online for free is because we believe it best demonstrates the gospel. So this is not simply about reducing friction in order to maximize spreading. There's also a theological foundation here, a theological grounding. We learn in Romans 3, for example, we're justified freely by his grace. In Romans 6, the free gift of God is eternal life. So the gospel is free. And we want to reflect the gospel not simply in what we say, but in how we do things. We want the gospel to shape what we do and how we do it, so that the things we do as a ministry testify to the gospel just as much as the things that we say. So we have a theological question here. Since the gospel is free, what is the best way to make known the gospel? Well, it seems to us that the best way to do that is to reflect the freeness and generosity and grace of God in the way we proclaim the gospel and make it available through our content, not simply in what we say. So we want people to have an acted parable of the gospel, in a sense, in the way they interact with our content. So we make the content free so that that embodies the very message of God's free grace that we are proclaiming in our content. Now, the third reason that we put everything online for free is because we're here to serve and not be served. Again, we're seeking to follow in Jesus' example here. He said in Matthew 20, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Likewise, we just want to make it crystal clear, we're not in this for what we can get. We're not doing this to make money. We're doing this because we want to be a blessing to the church and to the world. We want to see people grow in faith and increasing their joy in God. That's it. That's why we do this. We're not first thinking about how we can fund things and how we can survive. We're not about survival first. We don't exist to exist. We exist to serve and to spread a passion for the supremacy of God in all things. So our first question is, what will maximize our ability to spread? And then we ask the funding question. And I think if you ask the funding question first, it short circuits a ton of creative ideas, and it can lead you to do things in a way that will be less effective in spreading your message, because you will maybe end up doing things that insert friction into the process, and you might end up doing things in a way that don't as fully demonstrate the freeness of the gospel. Now, all of us, this is true for all of us, all Christians in all areas of life are called to demonstrate the gospel. So I think it's a fruitful thing, and I would encourage all Christians, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your work is, if you're a student, if you're a homemaker, if you are in the marketplace, I encourage all of us to be asking, what can we be doing to be to demonstrate the gospel more effectively in our specific arena? And here at Desiring God, that's a question we are asking every day. We never think that we've arrived. We don't look at this and say, well, everything's online for free without requiring registration in a maximally usable interface, and we're done. And now we just not got to maintain that. Instead, we keep pressing on the question every day, what can we do to demonstrate the gospel more fully? And what are new, creative, innovative, pioneering ideas that we haven't had yet that can enable us to spread more effectively and say to the world, really, we're not in this for ourselves. We're in this for how we can benefit others and serve. And I would encourage all of us to have that mentality in everything that we do.